Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. I am so extremely excited for tonight's show. We're doing something a little different tonight. Normally, I have guest experts that come on where I interview them, and the value that has been brought onto the show has been immense, to put it very lightly. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to tackle headlong a concept that has garnered much debate over a long time, period of time, decades worth of time. And before we jump into that, for those of you that are just joining for the first time and you're not really sure possibly what this is all about, let me briefly give you some background. The Mind Body Business Show, what is that all about? Well, in my now 54 years on this earth, I have come across many successful and unsuccessful entrepreneurs. And at one point I decided it's time to start focusing more and primarily on those that were successful and find out what was it, what were the key elements that made them successful. And over the course of time, years of going to seminars, networking events, boot camps, workshops, and attending webinars and just mixing with successful entrepreneurs, and then being mentored by one such entrepreneur one-on-one for several years, I began to see patterns developing of successful people. And they came in, you probably guessed it, three primary areas, one being the mind. And by mind, I mean mindset. Every successful entrepreneur that I had gotten to know over this period had a rock-solid mindset and continually worked on keeping and maintaining that rock-solid mindset. And there are many different ways to do that, many different tools and resources, and I found the most effective and most instant form of doing that is through a science called NLP, or Neuro-Linguistic Programming for the long form. An amazing, amazing science. I have had guests on my show who are NLP experts. I myself am an NLP expert, and it is, in a very short phrase, called the science of success. And it's something that works very, very quickly, and it helps you to reprogram your mind for the better. And then there is body. Mind, body, business, body. What does that mean? Well, the successful entrepreneurs predominantly are very good and adept at taking care, literally, of their body. And through that, I mean through exercise. Through exercise, constant, consistent exercise, and also nutrition. Nutrition, feeding your body with high-value foods instead of junk, and just treating yourself right so that you can operate at a peak level of performance at all times. Because let's face it, when you're operating at a peak level, then everything in your life, including your business and your personal life, is that much better, isn't it? And then we have business. And business, there is many faceted and it can get very complex, but there are primary areas that I noticed that these entrepreneurs that are successful had mastered, and that's the areas of marketing, of sales, of team building and systematizing and scaling. And once a individual has mastered or come close to mastering all three of these primary areas, then they are operating at what I call a peak level of performance across the board. And that is how they are achieving this level of success that they have. And so it's an amazing, amazing thing. And that's what this show is based on. And we cover several topics. Sometimes we talk about mind. Other times we talk more about body. I've had fitness experts on this show. And business. Tonight, we're going to be focusing primarily on business. And there is a wonderful, debatable topic that has been going on for quite some time. And that is, there's ways of doing business. There are a couple of ways. One is by automating everything you have and kind of going at it as an impersonal approach where everything is contact via, let's say, email and or now these days, social media, maybe chatbots that are automated. Or can you grow a business better and more strong and larger by going and concentrating on developing personal connections. And so the question is, which of those two is best for your business? And that is what we are going to cover tonight. There are no bookmarks tonight, no guest expert. And with that, I really look forward to seeing your remarks, comments, and feedback as we go along. So let's dive right in, shall we? All right. There we go. Reach your peak. So, automation versus personal connections, which is better for your business? Now, as a software engineer, in my background, I was a software engineer for over 25 years and long since turned entrepreneur. I was always a huge, huge fan of automation. That was the thing that really moved my needle. And the last thing I wanted to do, this is kind of interesting, the last thing I wanted to do was to pick up the phone and actually, you know, talk to someone. I'd rather just send them automated messages by way of like an autoresponder, for those of you familiar with that term, and just let those do the work for me. You know, I'd pre-write several in a series of email messages, 10 to 20, depending on the campaign, let those drip over time, sit back and just rake in the money, right? Well, the thing is, I was absolutely convinced that I could make this work. I knew I could. And so I started automating everything, and I did automate everything. So I spent many, many, many hours and an ungodly amount of money over the span of 2 decades in creating, tweaking, assembling, and testing automated software and online services. And what happened over the course of time, I just knew that I could make this work. There was every fiber of my being said, Brian, this is going to work. You can do this. And the result, though, I found was that on a very rare occasion that it did work. And I emphasize very rare. It did not often work. I do recall one particular campaign where the automation really crushed it for me, and I did not require any human intervention. But as a rule, a general rule, automation by itself did not bring the results I wanted or needed. And, you know, absolutely sure there are industries out there where a human-less approach, it can and does work. I've seen it. You know, online retail is a great example. You know, things like we have Amazon, Shopify, and where physical goods are the focus of transactions. You know, when you have an e-commerce site, it depends on the price. You know, if you're buying a mug or a t-shirt, there truly isn't a whole lot of human interaction that is required. They can see the product and buy it on site. So I'm talking more of the entrepreneur space where we are looking into coaching and providing services, those that serve a specific individual with something that they need that will serve them in their life going forward and their business. And so the bottom line is, when the rubber meets the road, I found that the most important and most successful strategy in building a business is in doing so by creating actual relationships, real bona fide relationships. You know, I was in absolute denial for a very, very long time. And you know, it was primarily because I just didn't want to have to talk to anyone. And I thought it was just too cumbersome and way too time consuming to attempt to build, excuse me, a business just one person at a time. You know, that versus the other way, which was blasting emails to hundreds or thousands at a time. So I was like, let's be efficient here. Let's use our time efficiently. One at a time was not something I wanted to do. And, the cool thing is, about 7 years ago, I ran into a gentleman who would ultimately become my mentor. And from him, I learned the absolute importance of building personal relationships to help grow a business. I learned that, yes, it does take time. It does take a lot of work and effort. And it does take showing up physically to seminars, workshops, and networking events that are, you know, things in your field that are overlapping your core competencies and things you're trying to work on improving. I just wanted the quick fix, you know, the instant gratification. You know, build a list, then email them, and my business would explode. Or so I hoped, yeah. So with my mentor, I learned firsthand the sheer power of relationship building and the importance of maintaining and nurturing those relationships once they had been established. And so, yes, it's vital to invest the time and energy in developing and maintaining those relationships. And so that's what happened. I began getting clients in my own business, and I could see growth, and it was coming. It was right there, and I was like, uh-oh. As a solopreneur, I was now faced with another problem. It's like, okay, now I've got clients coming in, but I can only handle so many at a time. I'm a one-man show at this point. So at that moment, my business wasn't scalable. I had no systems by which to grow my business. And there was simply just too much to handle on my own, just way too much. You know, there were things like building and growing my social media presence on all of the major platforms, you know, scheduling new guest experts for this very show that you're watching right now, setting everything up for this very show. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes prior to and after each show, handling all of the post-show activities, because there are a lot, such as following up with that guest that just appeared for the purpose of getting referrals for future entrepreneurs and future guests to come on. There was updating the website to show who the next guest is going to be, updating Facebook events to announce the next show, editing out the audio from the video, you know, extracting that and then uploading it to a podcast platform, so repurposing the actual show. And the list goes on and on and on. And very quickly, one person can get snowballed and run over and say, my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this. And the truth is, one person cannot handle all that on a sustainable basis. You can't just keep going and going and going. And then on the client building side of things, there were tasks such as adding leads that came in from, say, Facebook ads. So if you get a lead from a Facebook ad, now you want to and need to inject them into your CRM or your autoresponder. CRM stands for customer relationship management, many tools out there. And so you could follow up with these potential clients via text and email, so you can keep your face, your name, your mission in front of them as much as possible. And so that needed to be done. And in addition to then scheduling strategy calls to actually reach out to the clients, schedule a call so that you can tell them and teach them, provide them value in the hopes that you will convert them into an actual customer. And so just a lot of things to do to run a business on one's own. And there was a great book that I read. Speaking of systems, I was in serious need of systems. And this gentleman you see on the screen, Michael Gerber, I actually met him in person. Amazing guy. He looks like a nice, kind old grandpa. And he acted that way when I met him personally. But he's also a shrewd businessman as well. And what he said in his book, The E-Myth Revisited, is if you have no systems, you have no business. It's like, wow, right between the eyes. Like, that's me. At that point, I had no systems, none. I was doing everything manually, some here and there, a little bit of automation, but mostly manually, and I was approaching burnout. And so everything he talks about in that book is so on point. So leaning on my background in software engineering, I started building and piecing together automation sequences and funnels, and this is a term I use not in the same way you're used to hearing, a different kind of funnel, using, in my approach, a variety of disparate services, meaning separate entities made by different companies, and then piecing them together. And then I also needed help from actual humans as well. Again, doing this all solo, even if I automated, you know, as much as I can automate things, which I can automate a lot, you still need humans to run certain aspects of your business. And you need more than one, i.e. you. You need more than yourself to do this. And so it is, hey, Brigida. Yes, thank you, Brigida. Brian is the automation genius, no joke. And she's the one actually that coined the term for me. She called me the automation master. So I'm running with that. Thank you so much. Yes. And so if we were to talk about this very show, for example, that you're watching right now, I needed help in managing. So specifically just for this show, this piece of my business, I needed help in managing my social media accounts. I have many, and you should too, in my personal opinion. And in also helping in correcting of the transcriptions of each of these shows. And I needed at least one sales rep to help on the closing of sales as well. And that is, you know, the transcriptions. Let's talk about that for a moment. This is a good teaching moment, really, for anyone that has a podcast or even a live show. Always be certain to record it, of course. And then when you're done with the recording, when you're finished with the show, you can upload it to a particular service and have it automatically transcribed. In other words, converted into the written word. And it's a beautiful thing. But the thing is, even with automation, you know how even Siri can get things wrong. Or what is it, Alexa on the other side of the fence may misinterpret what you say. Well, the same thing happens often in these transcription services. It is a time saver. However, I will say this. When you go back to look at it and read it, it needs correction in multiple areas. You might say names of people that it doesn't recognize as a great example. Punctuation is a common one. And so it's great to have help. I did my very first one. My shows are about an hour in length on average. And 1 hour show, uploaded it to be transcribed. This is the very first time I did it going way back. I went in and I started making the corrections. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is taking a long time. And it turned out a 1 hour show took 3 hours to correct. I mean, just think if it had to have been typed in as I'm listening, that would have taken even longer because I can't type as fast as I talk, nor how fast other guest experts talk. So that's just another example. And it was something I was not going to continue doing. I just wasn't. It was too much for one person to handle. And immediately at that point, there was a great concept or service that had just emerged that I was made aware of, where I could hire an apprentice to take care of the transcribing for me. So 3 hours on me was now 0 hours on me. I upload it to the service, give them access to the service, have them transcribe it. A lot behind that. That's another training for another day. That has been an absolute godsend. Absolute godsend. All right. So we needed a sales rep. I needed help. And so when, you know, when we talk about automation versus personal connections and which is best, the real answer is it's both. It's kind of a trick answer, isn't it? So yes, I know both are vitally important to your business, to my business, to any business. There has to be components of both and in large doses, especially the automation side. That is where I'm seeing a lot of entrepreneurs who are not taking advantage of the plethora of amazing automation tools out there. And I understand why. It can be very, very complex. And that's one of the things I excel at. And one of the things I offer to you is my assistance in automation. So if that is something you're looking to help in your business, to automate things, to spend more time working on your business than in your business, I invite you to reach out to me in whatever way, shape, or form you choose. Facebook, Messenger, those of you that know me, you can text me, who have my number, whatever. Let's get you helped out. Automation can be extremely difficult and time consuming for sure. And to maintain it, it can take some time and effort as well. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you not just with the automation of using software services, using those, also to help you, well, how do you leverage yourself? How do you basically duplicate yourself and get others to help to do those things that are repetitive? And I have a complete strategy and system pulled together that I personally use. I don't teach anything I don't use that I don't use. And so we need to establish and nurture personal relationships to build our client base, number one, and then to reach out to them for subsequent referrals. Referral marketing is one of the most powerful forms of marketing on the planet. If you're not getting referrals from current and now or even past clients, then when would now be the right time to think about doing that? And not think about it. Just do it. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. At the very least, hit them up with Facebook Messenger or text them. Two of the most opened types of messages, actually in reverse order, text messages, then Facebook Messenger. People read those messages. So you can reach out to them and get those referrals. You can form joint ventures with them. You know, a lot of times when entrepreneurs are just starting out, they don't have a whole lot of money, a lot of capital to go out and buying or paying for coaching, mentorship, things like that. But what if you have a skill that a mentor or a coach has, or does not have, but you need their services, and they also look at you and go, well, you have a skill that I don't have and I need yours. Well, you can do something called a trade of services, where you do not exchange or transact money, you exchange and transact services on behalf of each other. I've used that technique quite a few times, and it's very successful in doing so. And by doing so, you establish even deeper relationship with that person. They're more likely to refer you to others, and vice versa. You're more likely to refer them. So it's a great way of, you know, building a business via collaboration versus competition. It's a fantastic way to do that. And so the thing is, once we have developed and are continuing to develop and maintain relationships, you never stop doing that, then we need to add on top of that automation in order to now scale, that means grow, and systematize. So if you have something that's systematized, that means having things that are kind of running in the same manner over and over and over, repetitive basis. Well, if you can automate that and have systems in place that will help you get through that. Another example of systemization is having a training manual that someone you hire could actually walk through step by step without you doing a thing. Here's the manual, and just go, and let's see how you do. If you can systematize it that much to where it's that automatic on your side, where your effort level is minimized, that's another form of systemization. So document everything you do. I mean everything. Document your phone calls. Record them. Let the other person know that you may be recording this. Are you okay with that? Record when you're doing something on a computer. Get a screen recording software like Camtasia. That's my go-to. It's one of the best ones out there, in my humble opinion, and they have others. There are others, there are some that are free that you could find if you Google it. And what you do is you basically record your screen, your mouse, everything that's going on, as if they're watching your screen while you're narrating into a microphone. And as you're doing it, you just explain what you're doing, how you're doing it. It doesn't take any longer to do it than you would normally, and now you have a training video. I've done many of these, and these are what I give to my apprentices. I hand them off. I ask them, did they have any questions? They said, actually, no, Brian, I got it the first time. I went back and checked their work. We're good to go. I don't have to monitor their progress ever again. I mean, I spot check on occasion, but it works. So document your processes, your business processes. Now here's the thing. When it comes to automation, there are choices, and there are a lot of choices. As you can see the graphic on the screen, there are lots of tools and services out there available. There are full-blown CRMs. There are website builders. There are funnel builders. Email and text follow-up systems, also known as autoresponders. Online schedulers. Those are phenomenal, by the way. Affiliate systems. Talk about referral marketing. One of the most powerful ways to refer or to get referrals is by having your own army of affiliates who are referring on your behalf, and you just pay them a nice commission, and it's completely up to you. 10%, 20%, 50%, you make the decision, but give them incentive to promote your services. There's shopping carts, and the list goes on and on and on, as you can see with that graphic on the screen that you probably can't even read, but there are many, many variations and choices out there for all the different arenas and areas that it behooves you to automate in. And so the thing is over the years, and I was an internet marketing junkie, self-proclaimed. I loved internet marketing because it employed the need of a lot of automation, which I love automation. And it takes a lot of patience. It takes a different type of person like me to really enjoy stuff like that. I just love it. I thrive on it. I love being creative. I love making things work automatically. And so I've used many of these services. And the thing is, there are different kinds of services. There are single standalone services that dedicate all their resources, time, power, money, support, and everything into one function. And by that, I mean, like, say, a shopping cart. One company specializes in shopping carts, and that's all they do, and they do it very well. That is a one-off. And there are others where I've seen these all-in-one services, right? I'm sure you've heard of some of them yourselves. These are these services that combine all of those aforementioned services, and then sometimes more, under one roof. Oh, thank you for the likes and loves. I appreciate it. And these are companies who basically started out specializing in one area, like a shopping cart. We'll give a couple examples here in a second. And then they would branch out and add other services until they continue. And they would keep piling on service after service to become a one-stop shop. So they transition from a single service company to a one-stop shop, all-inclusive, everything under one roof business model. And I saw and I used one that started out actually as a website builder. Then it branched out into including an autoresponder system. I mean, that's a huge undertaking right there. And then also decided to add a shopping cart system. I thought, my goodness, this is really cool. I don't have to go anywhere but this one place for all three of these amazing services. And then here's another one, an even bigger example. Another one started out primarily, and I'm not going to use names here, and I'm not here to bash or judge anyone. I'm just giving you my honest feedback, my honest assessment of different services that are all in ones. Another one started out as a webinar platform, and then they added a website builder, followed by an autoresponder. Then a video hosting service, and then a help desk, and a membership site, back-end analytics access to all the above. It's like, my goodness, whew. But wait, there's more. And they added an entire affiliate management service. I know that one personally is really difficult to put together and master, along with a full-blown e-commerce system, all under one roof. I'm like, my goodness. So, again, I'm not going to name names, but I've actually dipped my toes in the water, and I've tried both of these aforementioned services. And the thing is, they each did a fantastic, phenomenal, great job of marketing. And they were each, able to, what I say, snare me into their diabolical trap, because, you know, the shiny ball syndrome was shiny. I mean, everything under one roof, this is awesome. And, you know, this wasn't the first nor second time that I had fallen for the all-in-one shiny object, so I am the first to admit it. And here's the thing. Here's what it gets down to. Any one of those aforementioned services, like the autoresponder, by itself is difficult enough to pull off by itself, let alone two, three, or even more services. If there's one thing I know from my past as a software engineer, someone who developed automation in any form takes a lot of time and resources to create. Then once it's created, it takes a whole nother round, multiple rounds of time and resources to really dial it in, because the first cut is never the right cut. That's why there are so many beta test programs out there. And that's a brilliant strategy, by the way. I'm not saying anything bad about that at all. And then, you know, so they go through and repetitively and reiteratively change, tweak, modify, make changes that they never foresaw that they needed to make, because you don't know till you turn the light on, you flip the switch, and let it rip. And I've seen it time and time again, many times with even the stuff I write and automate. You have to continually refine and test. And so that you need to go through a lot of time, energy, and that equates money. You have software engineers, you have people writing the code, you have testers, you have beta testers. So to make it a quality service, you need to go through these different several rounds of what I call dialing it in and perfecting it. Then, given that the fact that all of these services are technology driven, then there's the need for constant R&D, and that's research and development, you know, because technology, it doesn't stand still. It's always evolving. It's always advancing. And to top it all off, from all that, you need a highly skilled team in place to support all of these services. A support desk, yes. Each requiring its own specialized skill set. So one needs to be really adept at the autoresponder in the previous example. Another one needs to be an absolute expert in the shopping cart in order to support their clients effectively. Someone has a question about shopping carts, send them off to the support agent who's really good at and well-versed in their shopping cart service. And so it's just a monumental mountain of things that are required. It's, like I said, let alone do one, but to do many, it's simply too much for any decent sized company to pull off successfully. And, you know, a lot of people will still stick with those all-in-ones. And again, no judgment here, but the thing is, you do pay for it in the long run, in time, in errant code and errant processes and errant functionality, in lack of support, the time it takes to get a reaction or a response. You combine it all. And so that is one of the, there are several reasons. Those are the main reasons I've steered clear pretty much from these all-in-one solutions, and have over the years taken my many separate services, each there by separate companies and by separate companies. And I've taken them for a spin, and over the years I've done many, many, many. And I've determined what works for me the best of the best. And each one must meet a certain set of criteria for me now that I've gone through this so many iterations of different services. So real quickly, let's go over those criteria to help you to determine what the best automation tools and resources are that are out there on the market. Again, there are many, many to choose from. It doesn't mean I know the absolute best of all, because I don't have the time to try them all, but I have tried the ones that I have and that I am using now are those that have proven to work for me, and they work very, very well. And so the criteria I need to have in order for me to make a decision to use a certain service or tool is, first and foremost, of course, it must work, and it must work very well. So let's take an autoresponder for an example. And again, there are many of these on the market. There's MailChimp, AWeber, GetResponse, Constant Contact, ActiveCampaign, Infusionsoft, and the list goes on and on and on. And so real quickly, an autoresponder basically sends, or the technical term nowadays is drips, a series of email messages over time to email addresses of people that had been collected through, say, an opt-in form on a website, you know, where you fill out your name, first name, last name, email address, and hit submit. That would be an opt-in form, and that goes into an autoresponder list, and then you immediately see that email. It comes in within a couple minutes. And then maybe the next day you get another email, and then maybe the next day another email. Well, those are automatically queued up and ready to go, pre-written and ready to go. Phenomenal. They're phenomenal. That's one great primary way to automate your business. And so the thing is that emails that are being sent from this autoresponder service, they must actually arrive at their respective destination without a high percentage being blocked, or without them landing in the recipient's spam folder. And so it takes a lot of time and a lot of know-how for an autoresponder service or company to get on and stay on respective email services whitelist. That'd be like Gmail, Yahoo, thank you for the loves and likes, I appreciate that, and the like. So here's the thing, a whitelist means they have no issues with you, and all of this is done automatically. Gmail is checking for certain keywords to see, are they spam? They might, you know, at some point, your actual email autoresponder's email server might get blacklisted on certain platforms. Like Yahoo may blacklist you, and Gmail may say, oh, I think they're fine. But anyone with a Yahoo email address isn't going to see your message because of that. And so that makes it imperative that the company, the autoresponder company, is continually on top of that. You know, so if you do fall off the list, the whitelist, if their company's servers fall off that list, then when that occurs, they need a team of highly skilled technicians to jump in and take the necessary steps to get it whitelisted again. It takes human effort, and it takes know-how and knowing where to go and how to do it. And this is just one example of what is required to keep just one service banging on all cylinders. I didn't even touch on support. This is just deliverability. And it's a big job. It's a big job. And so imagine now a company that just specializes in autoresponders. It's a huge job just for that one company. Now add a bunch of others. Man, good luck. It's going to be tough. The next criteria, we'll just move on. It must be user-friendly. Because let's face it, if you provide a service that's confusing to the end user, you know, that would be you. If someone provides you a service and then the end user, you won't stick around very long if it's confusing, right? If it's confusing to use, it just makes sense. You know, especially entrepreneurs, we have very short attention spans, don't we? And if you get a service and you jump in and you're like, my goodness, I cannot figure this out. I can't even get out of step one, and now I've got to go watch, you know, 15 hours of tutorial videos just to get going. Man, you know, a lot of people are pulling the trigger and saying, I'm going to get my refund. So it's got to be somewhat intuitive to use. And, you know, complex tools, that's quite a challenge for the developers, for the providers of these services, is to make them user-friendly, easy to operate. So one particular one comes to mind that I personally had used, whose nickname, I'm not going to call out names, but many of you will know what I'm talking about. Their nickname, which I've heard in many circles, contains the word confusion itself. And that's, they say it as a spoofed company name. So the thing is, confusing tools and resources, they take time to navigate. They take additional time to complete tasks at hand. And as the saying goes, time is money. So they must be user-friendly. So put these criteria to work for yourself when you're looking at another piece of automation to add to your business process flow system and strategy. And they must be flexible in pricing. And this is for me personally, and it probably goes for you as well. There are some out there that start with a very high buy-in price. You know, your monthly fee is going to be exorbitant. And so you're basically risking a high monthly fee in the hopes that it's going to work out for you. So a lot of services have free trials, which are good. Others start out with a lower basic plan, and you can then figure out if it's what you want and then elevate your plan as the need arises. So most of the services that I've come across, especially the ones I use, they already have this as part of their core offering. Many of them do, but there are still a few out there that if they have you start off with an exorbitant price schedule that they're basically built for larger, more established companies, or they just don't get the fact that they need to change their model slightly to make it more attractive to us entrepreneurs and small business owners. And this is the next one is very, very important. They must have stellar support. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times. So I've actually used services that had a really good product on the front end. And then when I had a question or had an issue and needed support and requested it, and then I got a message saying, we'll be back tomorrow. Or they don't respond for 2 or 3 days. And 2 or 3 days passes, and you kind of forgot that you submitted the support ticket. And then you go back to use the tool, and you realize, oh, I'm still stuck because I didn't get a response back. I don't know how to fix this. Support is so, so crucial. And it is in itself an entire department, like I was mentioning before, with highly skilled folks who know that product inside and out. Almost as if they were the ones who wrote the product, the developer, the coders themselves. They have to be very proficient in order to provide high quality support. So be sure with all of the tools and resources that you end up choosing that these four criteria, and there's one more, that these four are in their business model and they are all present. And the fifth one is the ability to integrate the service with other, what I call disparate services. These are, now we're talking about not the all-in-one, but we're talking about, you know, tying together, let's say, Facebook leads that come in and have it automatically integrate and be integratable with your autoresponder system so that a lead, their data, can be automatically injected without you manually doing a thing. You don't have to go to the spreadsheet and go to the forms that Facebook provides and pull out all the data one by one and then manually add them. And then from there, you have emails going out that are having, you know, call to action. Some of them can be to, say, schedule an online call. Well, now there's an online scheduler, completely different company, completely different service and product. And if that's not integratable, then you have to do manual work. But if it is, such as the ones I use are, then you can tie them together in an automated fashion. And so when that person clicks and schedules the appointment, all that information, their data, is all seamlessly sent along this nice path that they go down. And this is such a time saver, I cannot tell you. When you automate things just like that, that's a very basic example, then you're going to be much better off. And so that all comes with the ability, the given ability of that particular service to be integratable with other disparate services unlike its own. Does that make sense? I hope so. If you have questions, shoot them to me in the comments. I see a lot of people joining. Very, very cool. Thanks all for coming on. And Brigida, hey yo. yes. And Robert Walsh, how you doing, brother? Thanks for coming on. Love you guys. You are awesome. And let's continue on with this. So here's the thing. One great way to integrate is through a tool I use, and I really use it a lot. It's called Zapier. And I'm able to put together complex sequences of events where automation magic comes in. So, you know, here are some quote-unquote funnels that I put together. These are not your typical website funnels. You can see not every step, very few steps, are actually involve a funnel, if you can see that tiny eye chart. And so I use another tool for this to lay out my strategy and plan. These are two actual funnels of mine. Definitely, I kid you not. They are actual funnels of mine that I just pulled them in, took a screenshot and pulled them in. That is a perfect way for you to document and manage your processes. Again, now that you have a funnel, you know, a visual tool to basically lay out the sequence of events that are to occur, now when you get help, when you get an apprentice, when you get a VA, virtual assistant, when you get an employee, they can then collaborate. You can give them access to this very tool. And by the way, I'm going to be offering a gift at the end of this. Actually, two gifts, so stick around. Two gifts, but one of them will be an entire list of all of the automation tools and services I presently use in my business. And what you see on the screen is in there. It's also included. And so this is really where the automation magic comes in. It's this very system of services that I use. It ran flawlessly. For example, when my wife and I were away on a 10-day vacation, we went on a cruise in the Eastern Caribbean. And the thing is, while we were gone, leads were coming in through Facebook ads. You know, I didn't always have a signal for my phone to check on anything. I didn't really want to, but I did want to just to make sure everything was still running. And when we would hit a port of call and we would hit land, they had cell signal, I would then see that leads were coming in and look and say, oh, great. They were being dropped into my Peak Connector autoresponder system automatically. They were given an automated online scheduler link so they can choose a time that was convenient for them to hop on a call. And in the meantime, I had human help. While I was gone, I had human help. I had a sales rep in place to field the calls. And I also had staff in place by way of apprentices to continue keeping all of my social media platforms current and responsive. So the whole system, it is a system and multiple systems. There's electronic and there's human. And so this worked great. All of the detailed information, again, for each lead was automatically, and this is due to my automation magic. Thank you, Brigida, again, for the automation master. I love that title. So all that information I had automatically set up in advance and tested, and it automatically gets added to an online Google Sheet. So think of that like a Excel spreadsheet, accessible, though, from a browser. So I can get to it. I can get to it on my phone, and I can see that things were being added properly. And I make that sheet visible to my sales rep and to my digital ad agency who was providing the Facebook ads to get the leads to begin with, so everyone could see how things were going and progressing. And so the data would include things like their first and last name, their email address, their phone number, the time and date that they opted into the ad, and in addition to notes sections that we can manually add notes to if we needed to, for adding follow-up and call result status by either both my sales rep and I, either or both of my sales rep and I, all accessible, all of this with one click. So this has proven to be an absolute godsend for my business. I kid you not, I could not do this on my own. There's no way. The need was there. I had to do this, or there was no scaling. There was no business, like Michael Gerber said. So again, this has proven to be an absolute godsend. I've used similar strategies to automate the onboarding of my guest experts for this very show, combining online forms using another service. In fact, that one's called WooFoo, for those of you that are taking notes, and an automated online scheduler via another service, completely disparate, and an autoresponder, yet another service, that's peakconnector.com, and you get the idea. All integrated together to form one smooth, automated operation, all with very little or no human intervention whatsoever. Reminders are set to go out, again, automatically to my guest experts prior to the show during the days leading up to their scheduled appearance. They're then sent a comprehensive 20-minute overview video that I already pre-recorded, along with suggested resources for them to get the best experience out of the show and how to set up their respective quote-unquote studio, because it's all on video. So that would include tips on lighting, audio, a camera, the actual camera that they could use, suggested wardrobe, even on how to smile ridiculously hard right before you go on, because that's a proven on-camera technique. So all of this happens automatically 4 days prior to their appearing on my show, gives them time, you know, to actually take action and go and complete that 20-minute overview, and it will remind them, continue to remind them until they complete it. And then once they've completed it, and they basically enter some very short information, hit a button, automatically my system tags it as done, and then the system stops sending them those reminders. And you guessed it stops automatically. So these are just examples. And then the day following the live show, the guest expert is then sent an email automatically thanking them for being on the show and asking them for 3 referrals for upcoming shows. Remember I talked about referral marketing. Well, now it's automated in my particular system. And this is done by providing an online form for them. Make it as simple as you can for them or they won't do it. So I provide an online form for them to fill in their respective referrals information, so name, email, address, phone number. And then once complete, the system kicks in and then notifies each of the 3 referrals, again, you guessed it, automatically via text and email. This is important, text and email. It's a big hack that I've developed that works in just immeasurably well. That their friend, you know, the guest expert, they get an email and a text that their friend has recommended that they look into appearing on my live show. And it will continue to remind them each and every day until they either apply for the show to come on or, you know, to appear as a guest, or they indicate they're just not interested. Either way is fine. But the system will know either way and will take the appropriate action either way. So, yes, it took some time to put this together and build it. And yes, I will share this with a select few people who are interested in learning how to do something just like this. One such past expert who is actually on right now, or has been, Brigida Hoferle, having experienced all of this magic from her end, and that's what I was referring to earlier, she recently coined me as the automation master. So I kind of like that, so I'm going to go with that, and it's going to be one of my monikers going forward. So thank you, Brigida. I appreciate you for giving me that wonderful gift. So I've covered a ton of information here with respect to how personal relationships, how personal relationships and automation are both really key to growing your business. If you were to ask me, given all of the tools and services I use for the automation side of things, which would be the best of all of them to start with? And that would be an easy one, very simple. To that, I would answer Peak Connector. And you see that on your screen. And here's the thing. At that time, my go-to CRM, if you will, autoresponder, was AWeber. Been around for decades, and I had used them probably close to a decade, if not longer, many years. And so while working with a digital ad agency, a previous one, I discovered that they used a service that I wasn't all that familiar with. I kind of thought I heard of it, but it was actually called ActiveCampaign. And the more I used it and learned about it, because it was a done-with-you service, we both interacted, the more I used it and learned about it, the more I loved it. In fact, over time, I came to love it so much that, and here it is, this is the transparency, pulling back the curtain, I became a reseller and white-labeled it as Peak Connector. So Peak Connector is really ActiveCampaign under the hood. That's it. They're one and the same. The primary difference between the two is that subscribers to Peak Connector get additional support and mentoring and coaching beyond just the support of the core ActiveCampaign crew. And that additional support and mentoring comes by way of yours truly and my crew. And so, and the price is identical. Monthly prices are identical. And so the number of usable features offered by Peak Connector, it's just unlike anything, any previous service I have ever used. It allows for automation in ways I had never seen before. So if you're looking to get started on automation, you want to know where a great starting point is, this is the hub. This is the cornerstone. This is the heart, the beat of all the automation that I use is Peak Connector. And in fact, because of the additional advanced features, I've developed a proven hack I told you a little bit earlier that will increase your email views by upwards of 50%. Here's the thing. This is something that a lot of people don't know. Studies have shown, I have experienced this by following up. The studies have shown that emails being sent to opt-in subscribers, people that went and said, I want your email. They're raising their hand. They're typing their information. They're hitting submit. Feed me. Give me emails. It's amazing that studies have shown that of those who are asking for information are only being seen, they're only getting to 55% of those who actually opted in. I'm like, that is crazy. And it's actually, I've experienced this. So here's the thing. Some never see them at all, never even land in their inbox or elsewhere. And that's due to poor deliverability by the service itself. We talked about whitelisting earlier. I don't want to get too technical with you. And the rest land in the recipient's respective spam folder. I mean, how often do you check spam? It's always a kind of a, you know, it's an afterthought. Oh my gosh, I forgot. I should have checked spam. And by the time you remember it, or maybe you don't, it's too late. You've forgotten all about it. And your recipient that you spent a lot of money acquiring leads, a lot of time and a lot of resources, 45% of the leads that actually opt into your service, on average, only 45% or 55% actually see it. I mean, are you okay with that? 45% only, or 45% not getting seen, getting dropped on the floor? 45% of your marketing dollars, really, effectively, is dropping on the floor. And so it's a big problem. And it doesn't matter how, you know, in a lot of cases, it doesn't matter how mature and how incredibly tight the actual service is. You know, that sometimes it just happens. And the whitelist thing is an ebb and flow. It's a real-time thing. It changes on a daily basis. And the spam, same thing. Spam scores change all the time and get and so messages that made it through yesterday may not make it through tomorrow, and they don't go in the inbox. So I came up with a hack that works wonderfully. And that will help you to get more deliverability and keep and get more of those leads seeing your messages, thereby getting more clients and putting more money in your pocket. And so using one of Peak Connector's advanced features is how I've done this. I've seen dramatic increase in email opens. And I'd love to share this technique with you, and as well as many more with you directly. And so what I wanted to do is, you know, get close to wrapping this up, but if you would like access to a 100% free training on how you can tap into one of the greatest automation services of our time, then just simply let me know by either saying yes in the comments below this live feed, or send me a direct message via Facebook, Another way is I do have a screen for this. I'll show it to you. I did quickly put together, guess what, an opt-in form for you to get to and see. Let me see if that's the next up on here. Yes, it is. So you can get my comprehensive list of proven automation tools and resources as well for free. So what will happen is I'm developing the training now, and I've already compiled a list of many of the resources I use, most of them, including Peak Connector is on that list. And so if you want to have that, just all of them emailed to you instantly, just go to the URL you see on the screen. So it's RYP, so that stands for reachyourpeak.im/automation. So RYP.im, especially for those of you just listening on podcast, /automation, and that will be there. You'll instantly get a list with links easy to get to, including Peak Connector, the number one hub of my business, along with some other really cool things, including even a link on how, you know, what I use currently for hiring apprentices. You pay less than you would for a virtual assistant overseas in the Philippines, for example, far less, and you get somebody who knows our culture wherever you live. I mean, it's multiple countries. There are apprentices in multiple countries, but there are plenty in the U.S. and Canada, and you can get them in your time zone on top of all that, so you can have real-time communication with them. Just unbelievable service, and I've used it with great success. I've had six apprentices thus far, and I'm adding more all the time. All right, so another thing is, let's say you already have an autoresponder and it's not Peak Connector. And that's okay. You know, if you're thinking that you don't want to even consider the hassle of moving over all of your contacts, lists, and campaigns over to another service, I get it, you know, like Peak Connector. But worry not. The thing is that the good folks of ActiveCampaign, the real engine under Peak Connector, those are the ones running this, they will take care of all of that for you, as they did for me. I mean, I can't tell you how many different campaigns and lists I had with AWeber. There was a lot, and it was all moved over fairly seamlessly and quite rapidly. And so a strategy that you can employ that I did is simply keep your current service just long enough to that you need to ensure that everything is ported over successfully. And, you know, the folks at ActiveCampaign were phenomenal in supporting this. I had a few questions along the way, and I got quick response, great support. And so, to answer and recap the big question, automation versus personal connections, which is best for your business? As you can tell by now, the resounding answer is both. Both. Once again, you need both, both to thrive in your business and really crush it. And we are at the top of the hour. I have one more gift to provide to you, and that is, for those of you that are still watching live, your gift, should you decide to go after it and give it a whirl, is going to be enter into a to get a possibility of winning a free vacation, a 5-night stay at a 5-star resort in Mexico. And on the screen, for those of you watching, and I will say this verbally for those of you listening on podcasts later, you can see how you can enter. It is two ways. One would be through the website, and the URL there is reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Again, that's reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or you can simply text the word, get out your phone, and text the word peak, and that's P-E-A-K. Text the word PEAK to the following phone number, and that is 661-535-1624. Again, text the word PEAK to 661-535-1624. In either case, whether you opt in on through the website or text the word, both are being run under the hood by an amazing company called PowerTexting.com. They sponsored this trip. They provided this trip for you. So go ahead and enter now. Enter that right now. Keep this open. Listen to the closing comments so we can have a nice parting time here. So I had bonus material prepared. Didn't realize it was going to take a full hour. If anyone is interested later, what I'll do is I'll add it to the training. I'm going to add it to the free training. So again, go opt in, ryp.im/automation. Go to that website. If somebody is listening, watching on Facebook Live or any of the other venues, go ahead and type that in for me so others can just click on it. Totally in, says Brigida. Nice. Peak Connector, love it. Reginald May is giving me biceps. Oh, man, you guys are phenomenal. It's very impressive. Yes, Brigida. Yes, that was fun. And so I'm going to add not just so the training is going to be not just about Peak Connector and the hack, but it's going to add additional things like strategies for bringing in apprentices for next to nothing. In fact, currently, there's a way to get to a point where you can earn free apprentices for life. And I have reached that status. And I can show you how to do that. And I don't have to pay a dime to get help. Is that amazing? That's amazing. I'll answer that for you. One real quick. Oh, the voice. So, with that, if you have any questions about anything we covered, there was a lot today, tonight. So go ahead and reach out to me. For those of you listening on the podcast, you know, find me on Facebook. You've seen pictures through the podcast venues. You can quickly do a match. Just do a Facebook Messenger. That's a quick one of the best ways to get a hold of me. Any questions you have, or type it in the comments as you're watching the recording on one of the venues. This show is being broadcast simulcast to 8 platforms currently today, simultaneously. Again, using another automation tool. That's a more advanced topic for another day. But this show is being broadcast in a lot of places, all simultaneously. Periscope being one, YouTube Live. There are other smaller venues as well, included several on Facebook. And so automation is the key, ladies and gentlemen, along with personal connections. You cannot operate one without the other and expect to have a successful and thriving business. So if you are already automated and everything's going well there, then start working more on those personal connections. And on the opposite side, if you have developed personal connections and those are going well, but you have yet to put in automated systems for your business processes, and then reach out and we'll see what we can do to help you out there. And if you need help in both, definitely reach out. I have techniques, strategies for both that worked quite well for me. That is all I have for tonight. I appreciate you all for coming on. I will check to see the entries for the trip to see who won that trip. You will get notified through text. I will text you. And appreciate you all. It's nice to be back. Had several weeks off of the show. Next week we will have another guest expert, so look forward for that coming in very, very soon. Alrighty. With that, as my voice escapes me, I'm going to call it a night. Thank you once again. Be blessed, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.